In 1953, John was 13, still undersized but not unpopular with his schoolmates. He was president of his 8th grade class at East Whiteland School.
I guess that was the name for the class clown.
John stayed active in high school, though not as active doing schoolwork as his teachers would have liked.
Because I didn't study. I didn't flunk out of high school, but almost.
It helped to have a friend in high places. Henry McQuiston was president of the local school board.
That's how I got out. How can you flunk the kid his old man's the president of the school board? Huh?
John's career at Conestoga High School did have its successes. His senior year, he was captain of the school's golf team, and he was named best looking in the Conestoga class of 1957.
Some of the girls must have thought so because they were the only ones who voted.
The University of North Carolina recruited him to play golf, though not on scholarship. He was also accepted at Drexel University in Philadelphia.
I had a choice. I could go to school in the city of Philadelphia, or I could go somewhere like the University of North Carolina. It was not much of a choice, was it?
Despite John's less than stellar student achievement in high school, there was no doubt that Henry McQuiston would send his youngest son to college. There was doubt whether John could survive it.
And this guy, this guidance counselor, he told my father that he wouldn't make it in college. You have to send him to prep school because he just won't make it. I never called him back and laughed at him. I didn't do very well the first year. But after that, I kind of got the gist of it.